Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Last week in our study of Titus chapter 1, we were talking about married couples having a greater love for each other after years of marriage than they did when they first got married. Let's continue with that subject today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
The Bible tells us in Matthew chapter 1 that Joseph knew not Mary till after their first child was born. That simply means they did not have a husband and wife physical relationship until after Christ was born. After that, there were other children born to him. For example, we find that James, that wrote the book of James, the Holy Spirit given him the words, was a brother of Jesus in the flesh. In other words, he's a half-brother, because Joseph was not really Jesus' father, and so Joseph is James' father. So that makes them half-brothers, because they both had the same mother. What I'm saying is that with the brothers and the sisters that were there, they all belonged to Mary, but only Jesus was virgin-born. And there were no physical relationship of the husband and wife till after that birth. Now, he didn't know her. That's an intimate knowledge till then. But he knew her. He knew who she was. He was married to her. Okay? I counsel couples that come in to get married. And I say, you know, you think you really know this person. And you're going to find out what every married person, man and woman, has found out since the beginning of time. You thought you knew the person, but you never lived with that person. When you start living with a person, you begin to realize you didn't know them. Then you have adjustments. But you know, that's all right, because infatuation is not true love. Once you're married and you get to know each other and you begin to grow in that thing, look, you'll go through trials, you'll go through troubles, you'll go through all kinds of things. But you know what? I found that in my case, the love has grown stronger, not weaker, over the years. And you'll know, you'll find that out in about every senior couple that has remained married. I've got 52 years under my belt, but everyone that's remained married like that, they find out the love is stronger now than it was when they first got married, when they thought they couldn't love each other any more than they do. But you see, you get to know the person. Getting to know the person. You know, when I first married my wife, I thought, boy, I really know her. I know what she likes. I know what she doesn't like, blah, 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 blah. And then sometimes I said some things I thought was all right. Oh, man, that was almost a war, okay? There are things I said that would make her cry. Well, how does that make her cry, okay? She'd say things I didn't like. She didn't know I wouldn't like. Why? Well, as she grew to know me, as I grew to know her, then there are things that we didn't do and things we didn't say because we knew each other. The Apostle Paul in Philippians chapter 3, verses 8 says, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. You know, when you read that, you want to stop and say, wait a minute. 2 Corinthians, which is written before Philippians, it says there in chapter 11, the Jews, 5 times you received 40 stripes, save one. 3 times you've been beaten with rod. A night and a day you've been in the deep, and perils of robbers, perils of this, perils of that. You know, it just goes on and on about all that he suffered. The prisons, the jailings, the cold, the nakedness, the problems on the sea. I mean, just one after another. He's doing that for the Lord. And then he says, after all that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. You mean you did all that and you didn't even know him? That's not what I was talking about. He knows this person. That's what you gain in marriage. You gain to know the person. But you know, we should learn to gain the knowledge of the person of our Lord and Savior. As you gain that knowledge of the Lord and Savior, guess what? Sometimes there'll be things that come up, something new. Boy, everything sounds good in this presentation. But as you get to know the person of the Lord, you say, wait a minute, that's not holy, and we want to use it for the Lord? That's not right. And you'll know that by the knowing the person of the Lord, no, it's very deceptive, but no, that's not what the Lord wants. See, the Lord does not need man to accomplish in the flesh what man thinks. His Spirit cannot do. That is, God's Holy Spirit cannot do. That is not true conversion. It's not true holiness. That is not true commitment to the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As the Judaizers, trying to teach the Gentiles to keep the law. In that day of sin, the beginning of the church, but incorporate the law into that. Well, so you have those people that are trying to incorporate. Incorporate the world under the guise of this is what we have to do to win them. You may get into church, but you won't get into heaven. What did that accomplish? That is the reason a pastor must be a student of the Word of God all of his life. When I speak to preacher boys' classes at Christian colleges, I'll tell them that. You're going to be a student the rest of your life. You're going to have to study. You studied in college, you're going to have to study, get in the Word, you're going to have to get in the books, you're going to have to get in there and get to know your Lord. Know Him. So, a person who's going to be a pastor, as pastor being asked to ordain these guys, must be a student of the Word of God all of his life, trying to fight Satan with the logic of the world is always a losing proposition, my friend. These teach things they ought not. Why? For personal gain or position. This kind will often quit when they don't get their way. You know, I've had people over the years that I've had in ministry, they might be on my school board, they might be on my deacon board, they might be in another ministry of the church, and they want to change it to their way. You know, we have it set up in a way, well, we don't want that kind of music, we don't want it this way, we want it that way. Well, you can't do that, you can't do this. And finally, they quit when they don't get their own way. I've even seen them on their job, that they quit jobs because they didn't get their own way. You get them in church and they're quitting when they don't get their way. Well, that's the kind of person, when you see a quitter, that person doesn't need to be a pastor or a deacon or anything else. A quitter makes God's stomach sick. I've seen too many quitters in all these years of ministry. This kind will compromise. There is no compromise on the road. The Word of God, the Word of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, there is no compromise. None, my friend. The road the Lord Jesus has called us to walk, according to Matthew chapter 7, is a straight and narrow road. Compromise is located on the wide road, the broad way that leadeth unto destruction. And that is not That is not the way of the Lord. It's a broad way, it's a wide way, but it leads to destruction. My friend, that's not us. Now, you get to verse 12, and if you look at verse 12, he says there, one of themselves, even a prophet of their own, said, the Christians are always liars, evil beasts, slow bellies. Wow. Because it'll say after that, this witness is true. Okay. I find that funny. This witness is true. So my friend, we want to get into verse 12 here and look at it because it's important for us to see. So as we look there, one of their own says what they are. Slow bellies. I know you've been wanting to hear what in the world is a slow belly. Okay. It is an interesting term, actually, in Greek. It's the word argos. Argos, if you want to say it that way. It is defined not to work, inactive, idle. That's really a shame in ministry. Get a pastor or get a preacher, get a youth director, get somebody, and you have a hard time just getting them to work. Get out there and knock on those doors. Get out there and go do this. You need to go help this. You need to do that. Hey, you need to oversee this. You're going to have to get your hands dirty on this one, you know. Oh, it's the worst thing in the world. Understand that when you got those that are like that, they're slow bellies. They never learned a work ethic in their life. And if they were taught one, they never stayed true to it. Some want positions. They want power. But they don't want to follow the call of doing God's will, God's way, and God's timing. So this kind of person is unprofitable for the work of ministry of any local church. Boy, I tell you what, I think of Titus, him told the kind of men he's got to choose out. Boy, I'll tell you what, he had quite a task. I'm sure he was daily praying, seeking the face of God. This kind will delegate. Now, people, you got to learn to delegate. Well, he'll delegate the work he or she should be doing themselves. And then take the credit for it when it gets done. This kind of man or woman usually has too much time on their hands and become sowers of discord.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.